If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, and my player two is none other than Dan from Dan's Nintendo Feed. What's going on?
Hey, man. Thanks for having me on.
I am so glad to chat. Ben, you're always just crushing the Twitter game and I came across a tweet again. And I was like, wait a minute. Let's have a conversation. So here we are.
Thanks for having me.
Took a little bit of doing, but we finally were able to connect, and both have pretty busy lives, and here we are. We're going to talk some Pikmin, talk your history with Nintendo, and let's kick it off right there. Like, what's some of your history with Nintendo? What was your first console?
All right, so that's a very unique question, because I'm 29 years old. So obviously I wasn't a little kid when the NES was modern, but for some reason I had a unique childhood memories with every single Nintendo console from the NES up to the Wii at the time. So my first console was actually a GameCube, but my older brother had an NES and he would show me NES games late at night when I was like in third grade. And he showed me Contra, like Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, Mario, and I got obsessed with them. I just got a GameCube for Christmas, so I was playing like Mario Kart Double Dash. I already loved Pokemon, so I had a Game Boy. My first game ever was Pokemon Gold. And my neighbor had a Super Nintendo, and my other neighbor had a Nintendo 64. So I just started learning about every console. You know, some people just grow up with whatever the modern console is on the market at the time, correct?
Oh yeah,
like,
sure.
Like it was almost like it was fate that I got to play all those consoles all at the same period of time. So obviously when I heard the Wii was coming out, someone at GameStop told me, oh, a new Smash Brothers is coming. I was like, oh, I definitely need that. And then I saw a commercial for Mario Galaxy and I definitely wanted a Wii even more. And I just got so into it that by the time the Wii U was coming out, I was already doing like Nintendo journalism by then. So my history basically is fate, I guess.
I love that.
Yeah.
What, you know, you mentioned Smash and Mario Kart. Like, what are some of your just like absolute favorite series from Nintendo?
Well, for those who follow me on the Nintendo Feed on Twitter, I've been saying this a lot lately. My favorite video game series of all time is a Nintendo franchise, so it's Pikmin. Pikmin is my favorite franchise of all time. And I didn't discover Pikmin until I was in high school, actually, so it wasn't brand new. But Pikmin 3 wasn't out yet. I don't even think it was officially announced. it's a complicated one, but no, it wasn't actually announced yet. So Pikmin is my favorite. I love Super Smash Brothers. I love a lot. I love a variety of Nintendo franchises. Animal Crossing, I'm big on. I'm big on Splatoon.
What was the draw to Pikmin? And did you play it first on the Wii? Like 1 and 2, like the compilation or whatever?
So I've played Pikmin. I first played Pikmin 1 and 2 on GameCube, and I 100%ed them. I later on got the new play control version of the Wii version of Pikmin 1, and I 100%ed that. At the time, the new play control for Pikmin 2 on Wii was not out in North America. That didn't come out until 2012, I believe. I think it was 2012. I believe it was summer. Correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. 2012 or 2013, I got that one. It came out in North America late. I 100%ed that version. When Pikmin 3 came out, I had to 100% that, which is actually one of the easier games, 100%. Still a great game. And I've 100%ed Hey Pikmin. I've 100%ed every single version of Pikmin on every single port, every game ever, just because I love them.
Okay. All right. June 10th, 2012, so you were right on the money.
Oh, yeah, that sounds about right. I should have known that. That's 2 days after I graduated high school.
There you go. So, what about like Hey Pikmin and Pikmin Bloom? Are you into all of it?
Hey Pikmin, I've 100%ed and I like it better than most like it. Like, you know, its reputation's not great. It's a spin-off platformer title. It's better than it gets credit for, but it's not a masterpiece, that's for sure. It's cool. I've 100%ed it right back when it came out in 2017, I think July. You don't have to look that up this time. Okay. I'm just used to remembering stuff.
I got you.
Yeah. And Hey Pikmin, when it came out, I played it a lot.
I got you.
I used to play when I was in Florida. I worked at a restaurant, so I had like a mile walk.
For Pikmin Bloom.
Yeah. So I would walk with Pikmin Bloom to work every day, and I would, you know, pluck more Pikmin, count up my steps, collect special seedlings to try to get special Pikmin with cool hats and stuff.
What really, like, for this to be your favorite, like, series, like, what about it really, really spoke to you?
So that's a very unique one. So, first of all, I like RTSs, always have. But the thing about it is when I knew about Pikmin because of Super Smash Brothers. So I kind of had an idea that it was a Nintendo series, but seeing the Pikmin Almar not really be fun to play, and especially Brawl. He's a little better now in Ultimate, but things like that. Like, it just seemed like it wouldn't be like a franchise I'd be into. It almost felt like he was just on the roster just because he happened to be a Nintendo character. But one day, my neighbor, who actually had the Super Nintendo I was talking about earlier, He came over and he said, "I just got this used at GameStop. We're going to try it out." And I was laughing. I was just like, "Yeah, you're probably going to regret spending your money on that." Cause I just judged it based off these little flower creatures and stuff, you know.
Right. Okay.
I was like a teenage boy, you know, things like that. So I, we put it in and I was like, "This is the best game that's ever been created." Like, and I played it all night. Like, I was just like, this is so cool. Like, you know, you have all these little Pikmin attacking these monsters and working together to destroy them. And, you know, then there's the whole strategy of, like, you know, the day ending, and you have to try to collect all your ship parts. I'm talking Pikmin 1 here. Mm-hmm. For Almar's SS Dolphin, I believe. Yes. And, you know, you have 30 days to do it, and game over is dying and having to start. It was cool. It was a cool concept at the time. It's still a cool concept. I love this franchise so much that I always have a hard time explaining it properly about why it's such a phenomenal series.
That's, I love that. That's, I mean, that's great that it's, you know, it's, I understand because like when it comes to like anything Mario or Mario Kart, like I'm all about it. Like I'm first in line. You know what I'm saying? Like it's, I've got Mario Kart tattooed on my body. So I'm all in when it comes to my favorite franchise. What out of the three games that are out, which one is your favorite right now?
Pikmin 2. Pikmin okay. 2 is my favorite.
What about it?
So, Pikmin 2 is a much better version of Pikmin 1. It's much bigger. They have like they added like these caves, these dungeons that make your potential strategies way more interesting. So what's awesome about Pikmin is it's a game that's mainly about trying to speed run the day. Try to like, you know, that's like it's the ultimate like gamer's challenge to me. Like trying to complete the day as fast as possible. You can do it on multiple playthroughs. That's what I love about Pikmin 1. It's short and sweet. Pikmin 2, on the other hand, is way longer. It's a much bigger game, and the strategy.
Uh-oh. Technical difficulties, I think. We're back? Oh, we're back. Here we go.
Like, yeah, that was funny. My mother just called me, and she doesn't know I'm recording with you, so I think it cut it out. I hung it up, because if it yeah, was an emergency, all good. I think she'd text me. Yeah. Yeah. I hope she doesn't call again. But you know, she doesn't know I'm recording, so I'm not mad at her. But
I gotcha.
Anyways, yeah. So like I was saying, you know, Almar is not the only character in Pikmin 2. Louie's in the game as well, which makes the strategy way more interesting because you can just press like the Y button and switch over to Louie. And do a different task. You know, it makes it much more interesting than the first game, way more fast paced. They improve that even more in Pikmin 3. So Pikmin 2 is just like, to me, a much better game than 1.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I hope I got to the point on that properly.
Oh yeah, you're good. You're good. What are your thoughts on the demo of 4?
I actually have yet to play the demo of 4, and it's completely mind-blowing because if you told me 10 years ago a Pikmin 4 demo was out and I haven't played it in the first 5 minutes of its release, I would like get a time machine, come to the future, and smack myself in the face. It's like there's nothing more important than that.
Like, but you haven't pulled the trigger yet.
No, I haven't. I haven't started it yet. I've been doing a lot of things behind the scenes to get myself ready to reboot the Nintendo feed.
Oh, okay. It's a little bit of a hiatus right now.
On the DL, yeah, low key hiatus. But I'll randomly tweet like 12 tweets a day, and then you won't hear from me for like 4 days. And you know what I mean.
Okay.
Like if you look at my Twitter right now, I've only tweeted once yesterday, and then the day before that, I tweeted like 10 times, and then before that, I didn't tweet for like 4 days in a row. It's just like I've been so busy in general.
I got you. Okay.
I've been so busy that it is really hot up in New Hampshire right now, and I haven't even got a haircut yet. So, I mean, I'm trying to manage everything I can to get ready. Anyways, I apologize. What were you going to say?
No, you're good. You're good. Is there like, is Tears of the Kingdom keeping you busy or any other Switch games right now?
No. You blow your mind to hear that I haven't even started Tears of the Kingdom.
Really?
No.
Interesting.
Which is insane because I've like done everything in Breath of the Wild and I loved Age of Calamity. So, you know, I really, I have it. It's in my backpack across the room. Because I always carry it on me in case I find time to play a game or something.
Sure.
But I bet you it's still sealed.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you've got a short amount of time before Pikmin 4. Like, will you be playing the main game when it launches?
Yes. That is a priority. I mean, there are a lot of Nintendo games that would come out that I would call a priority, but Pikmin is completely different. I will be playing Pikmin 4 right away. Yes.
Got it. Okay.
I'm even trying to actually, I downloaded Pikmin 1 and 2 HD on the eShop because I wanted to 100% those before Pikmin 4. Because I've 100%ed every port of every Pikmin game, every game, you know? So I was like, why not do it for the Switch versions as well, you know?
Yeah, I get it. Well, let's transition a little bit. Let's talk about your Twitter feed. Like, when did that start? How did that start? And what do you think is attributed to like the large following and all that?
Well, so I've been tweeting about Nintendo on that Twitter for about 14 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
But it wasn't always branded as the Nintendo feed for a majority of the years. It wasn't until like early 2019 that I rebranded to the Nintendo feed. But for a majority of those years, I would, you know, do what I do now. Just with a lot less of a plan, if that makes sense.
Okay.
You know, I would talk about, you know, financial meetings late at night with online Twitter friends. I would talk about new game announcements, Nintendo Directs, obviously. I'd share gameplay clips, things like that. I'd express my feelings on that, on those games and everything like that. And for a majority of those years, it wasn't as big as it is now. I mean, but I had a following. And it was a lot of mutuals that I knew very well. And when I rebranded in 2019, my follower count just skyrocketed from consistent updates and just talking about different things. Like all the different hourly updates. Before, it was a much more of a mess. I would just tweet whenever. I'd tweet like 10 times in 10 minutes if I felt like it.
I see.
Yeah,
I got you.
But yeah. Now I do hourly updates and I try to cover everything to the best of my ability. I try to show off cool artwork. I try to all sorts of things. You've seen it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
it's great. I mean, it's you do a great job of just keeping people informed on what's happening in the Nintendo space. And that's, you know, that's adding value to people, which is literally the best content that there is content that adds value. And so you really found yourself a pretty cool niche that you've done a great job just curating and now it sounds like you're getting ready to did you kind of hit some burnout with it, and is that why it's kind of been on the back burner a little bit, and are you kind of relaunching yourself?
It wasn't exactly a burnout. It was more of random life events and just some things that have happened in my life that basically made it so I couldn't do hourly updates for 24 hours a day anymore. I just made myself sound psychotic.
You made sure to wake up once every hour just to get a tweet up.
It wasn't that insane, but that's a white lie, but that's almost the truth. Yes. I mean, people like back in the day, like a year ago, you could go through my page and see like tweets for 17 hours straight. It's going, does this guy sleep?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'd sleep randomly. I would just play games and I just would you know, I wanted to keep the page updated. There's always, and I've been running it all by myself this whole time. So, you know, there's that. Yeah, I mean, so overall, it was just some, you know, part of it was I was supposed to only be up in New Hampshire for like a couple months, and I've been here for over a year.
Oh, I see.
So that's very stressful, especially leaving and not planning for that. But I was kind of thrown in a position where I had absolutely no choice.
I see.
So I'm just coping with that and working with it. Obviously, you know, trying to, you know, earn money, pay bills, feed myself.
Right. And tweet about Nintendo.
Yes, yes. But unfortunately, I was kind of forced to not make that my number one priority anymore. At least for now, until I reestablish myself, which I'm getting very close. I've heard some really good news lately that I'll be able to get the Nintendo feed back to where it was. And this break has made me realize there are ways I can make it even better than before, like Nintendo feed 2.0 or 3.0, if you want to count me rebranding in 2019.
Yeah. But
it, I haven't been going by that name the whole 14 years. So
sure.
Yeah, it's a long process. My original intentions was to inform people about Nintendo information and just, but in a complete positive way. Like, you know, I don't like it. I don't like the concept of people going on social media on their free time and getting angry and upset. Well,
that's what social media is for. I don't understand. How can you not like that?
I want people to go on and feel good. You know, I want them to feel good if they're going to do it.
Sure.
That was the whole point of the Nintendo feed.
I mean, you know, it's a great brand to talk about because it's, for a lot of people, it's an escape, or it's been a huge part of their childhood or their life, or this, yes. you know, like I said, it's an escape for some people. Like it's literally helps us sometimes forget what we're dealing with in the moment. And just gives us a little break, you know, and, that can be huge. And I'm really glad to hear that like things are starting to look up for you and that you're going to be able to get back at it with 2.0. Is there anything you can tease us with or that we can look forward to when 2.0 comes out?
Okay. So, well, for one, it will be back to its old self of regular updates, but there will be more things in Twitter.
Oh, okay. All right. And have you made your way over to Threads yet? Are you doing Twitter 2.0?
I'm kind of the Nintendo boomer. I don't even know what that is yet.
So Threads is just another version of Twitter over being made by Meta. So it's kind of tied to your Instagram.
I mean, I don't really I got an Instagram. Let's see, but if it's tied in, that means I automatically have it, correct?
It's a separate app, but you sign in through Instagram.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So yeah. Yes, I mean, I'll consider it. I might not update it all the time. I might start using it. Yeah. We'll see. My main focus right now is to expand to sites that I'm familiar with, used to, and obviously get the Twitter back up running completely on a hourly update schedule.
24 hours a day.
It was more like maybe 16 to 18, which I think is impressive, but
I do too. Yeah. That is, that's super impressive, but well, the Switch has, you know, potentially is on its way out. That's the rumors anyway. What have been some of your highlights for the Switch over the past 7 years? We just lost Dan. I don't know if it was there's just technical difficulties, unfortunately. So we won't be able to hear what his highlights of the Switch were, but I will get Dan back on the show and we will talk about some of his highlights and maybe talk about his impressions of Pikmin 4 once it releases. Oh, wait, let's see. He's back.
I'm here again. I don't know what happened. It went to my home screen.
Oh, okay, just randomly dropped.
Okay. So it went to the home screen. All right.
Uh-huh.
So I clicked back in and I heard you talking.
Right.
And then I went back and went to our Twitter DMs.
Oh, weird. Weird. Well,
yeah.
Hey,
so I'll just say,
we're back. We're back. I kept it going because, you know, I do these so much. I just kept it going. But I'm not sure if you heard the question, but what have been some of your highlights with the Switch over the past 7 years?
Highlights with the Switch over the past 7 years. Well, for one, Animal Crossing probably is my biggest highlight.
Okay. I want to know.
That is a game that I've up until last summer, I've played every single day without time traveling since its launch.
Wow. Okay. That's hardcore.
It became a morning routine for me. I'd play for like 2 hours every morning with coffee. And it was the highlight of my day. I would just do all the daily stuff, and I've done almost every single thing you can to do in the game. I just, all in one island too. So, you know, it was great. I'm surprised I was that dedicated to it for that long. I had a series of Animal Crossing tweets for, on a regular basis every day from launch up until probably June 2022.
Wow. Okay.
So we're talking over 2 years of support of that series of tweets.
Yeah.
I had no plan to drop it then. I was going to wait until the end of 2022. Actually, I was going to announce that, but that's when things kind of started spiraling out of my control.
Gotcha. Okay.
Things don't always go as planned, but you know, much worse things can happen in your life than that. So
that's true. That's
so
true.
I mean, it's unfortunate, but
what's the name of your island?
Hoenn.
Okay. All right.
Named after the Pokemon region.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, you said no time traveling. Mm-hmm. And
not even once.
Yeah, that's impressive. What kept you coming back for 2 years?
Well, obviously for like probably the first couple months, all I really did was just do the daily stuff, like collect all the rocks, the bottle, all sorts of stuff like that, plant the money tree, and then eventually collect my other money tree every single day, save up money, upgrade my house. But I just found unique ways to always play the game. I always found something I wanted to do every day. Like I would try to get every villager's photo, which is a very complicated thing you got to do.
Right.
And I have like tons of them now, and I'd always just get new villagers just to get new photos. I had a very insane thought that I wanted to do, but I dropped the game because I had to at the time. I wanted to get every single villager's photo in the game.
That's insane.
Earning it the real way. And I have like 30 photos I've earned the real way.
Wow. So.
Most of them are cats though, because I love cats. But, you know, redesigning your island, just going for every bug and insect, same thing. Fish, that's what I meant. Deep sea creatures, all sorts of stuff. Always something to do. It just became a morning routine just to, like, you know, wake your brain up, you know, have a coffee, sit there, you know, reward yourself for like 2 hours doing everything.
That's finally good. That's some of my, I mean, I would say that Animal Crossing is definitely a highlight for me as well. Like having eight people over to the island and trying to snap a shot where everybody's jumping off the dock at the same time. And like just doing some fun stuff like that, where it was just very, very community driven. And, you know, I would go through and, like do Animal Crossing cribs, and I would do tours and just see everybody's island, what they got their inspiration from. And, it was just such a really fun time where just a huge part of the community was so involved and so excited. I had some different people in the community that like had like multiple islands that were just loaded with all of they completed the entire collection of items and had them out, and you could go and just pick up every piece and add it to your catalog. And it would take something like 4 hours to go through each of his islands just to get everything in the game and stuff like that. Like it was just such an amazing time, you know? And of course we were all stuck at home, so it gave us a way to connect with people.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That was actually the perfect timing for that game.
It really was.
Yeah. That, and I think that made it such a major success. I mean, Animal Crossing was always huge, but I think with the, you know, pandemic, it actually made Animal Crossing bigger than it's ever been.
I think so too. That was
a happy accident for Nintendo.
Yeah, the delay of the game and everything, and then the release, like it was wild. What other games were highlights for you through the Switch's lifespan?
Okay, so Super Smash Brothers Ultimate for one.
Who's your main?
My main is Captain Falcon.
Okay.
I've played that game for like 1500 hours.
Wow.
And it was all practicing Captain Falcon.
So you play competitive then?
I try my best. I am not anywhere near close to the best player in the world, but when it comes to average people, I feel like they would think I'm great. But if I play against a real pro, they would laugh at me.
Okay. All right, we're gonna have to get some matches sometime.
We will. I'm a little rusty, but you know, I will. I'll get back into it. Super Smash Brothers Ultimate. I've also 100%ed the game. I would say 400%ed the game. And let me explain that. I claim to have the world record for the best spirit collection in the whole world.
Really?
Without proof, obviously.
Okay.
If you go over to the Nintendo feed, you'll see the first thing that says the number one Super Smash Brothers Ultimate Spirit Collection in the world.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because I have four or five of every single spirit in the game.
Wow.
And some of those are really difficult to get.
I had never played the spirit mode until my chat got to decide what games I would play based on it. Like they would pay me to then pick what they wanted me to play. And it wasn't until I got paid to play the spirit mode. So I have very few spirits. I also don't have the Mii Fighters unlocked because I hate the way they look and I'll never play as them. So they're not unlocked on my game.
Oh, okay. I mean, I obviously just have everyone and everything available. But I honestly, the only character I really, really know how to use is Captain Falcon, just because when you play a character for that long on purpose, just because you want to be like really good at like his moves and combos and everything like that, you just like, it's hard to do that again with another character.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to do it.
Yeah, no, Mario is my main and Mithra and Pyra are my pocket. And
I was hoping
Mithra and Pyra would be in the first run, like that they wouldn't even be DLC. Like after playing Xenoblade Chronicles 2, I was like, yo, I hope these two make it into Smash, you know.
You know, that's funny. That's another highlight game. And I didn't even think about that until you brought that up. We'll get to that in a minute. So Smash is obviously doesn't really need an explanation to people listening to this.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, I love it. it's my most played Smash Brothers game, which I never thought would happen because I went hard in Brawl, just with playing it obsessively. Competitive was my main thing. Just did it all the time. I really wanted to try my best to go pro.
Did you ever go to locals or anything like that?
No, I have not.
Okay.
There's actually not many of them up here, and I was always so busy with the Nintendo feed that when I had free time, I would just play, you know.
Got it.
1v1 matches, three stocks, no items.
Yeah, yeah.
Online with people and, you know, friends, like through like Smash arenas and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's so fun.
Yeah. Competitive was my main thing, but I 100%ed it and actually 400%ed it because it took me like 3 years straight to collect four of every spirit.
That's crazy. That's
took a
crazy.
Long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It started as a joke. I said, I'm going to get four of every four star spirit. And the reason I did that was because, you know, those like little expeditions you can send them out on.
I believe so. Yeah.
You can send four spirits out at a time. I thought it'd be cool to have like, you know, four like really rare spirits and powerful spirits as a squad going out on a mission.
Okay.
And then it turned into, all right, well, I finally did all the four stars. Why don't I just do it for all of them now? Because the rest will be easier to get. And then I just slowly did it for all of them.
Wow. That's
there wild. Was a lot of waiting, like the spirit board. I had to rely on rotations, like things like that. Okay. It just took so long. I checked it constantly. And then it finally happened. And then I started doing something on the Nintendo feed called Super Smash Brothers Ultimate Spirit of the Day.
Okay.
I never finished it. I got up to like 300 spirits. So the thing is, if you do one a day, it would take you like years and years to get that done, right? Take you 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, and I could have had it almost done by now, actually, if I never dropped it. I wish I didn't, because that would have been impressive. I have this thing where I make my life harder than it needs to be for like no reason. Like people have been telling me that a lot lately. So if you go search on Twitter, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate Spirit of the Day and at the Nintendo feed, you will find them all.
That's wild. Now you mentioned, after I mentioned Xenoblade, you said that was another highlight for you.
Yes, Xenoblade Chronicles 2 was another game that I played for a very long time. I think I have like almost 300 hours in it. I did everything I think I possibly could do in the game. Yes, I believe I did everything you could do in that game. I loved how the blades were literal characters, and some of them had like side quest missions, story missions, and stuff like that. I loved the Xenoblade 2 story. I loved the gameplay. I loved the open world. I loved the music. Everything about it was great. I remember I was so into that game. I had one day where I played it for 16 hours straight.
Wow.
Without like doing anything else.
Yeah.
That's... I mean, obviously I maybe took like a 5 minute break here and there to go grab something or whatever, but I don't do that often anymore. I used to do it when I was a little kid, but not 16 hours, but you know, I mean for a long time, I grinded it. I was so obsessed.
Yeah.
I just wanted to keep doing more. It's just such a great JRPG. I have yet to start Xenoblade Chronicles 3.
Okay.
But I do have it. I hear it's great. I know very little about it. And I hear it ties up the whole story and completes the trilogy. So I'm excited about that because I've played the first two.
Gotcha. Okay.
But Xenoblade Chronicles 2 was such an amazing launch year title.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
It changed my mind on JRPGs.
Really?
Oh yeah. I had played Pokemon Yellow up until that point. That was pretty much the extent of my JRPGs. And when that game dropped, I couldn't put it down. You know, I didn't understand the whole orb thing. I was fighting that wall boss for a while, and I would leave and grind in my chat is like, why aren't you using orbs? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Because a lot of times there's an ongoing joke that I don't read when it comes to games. I just press the A button and move forward. And so then somebody was like, well, you do this and you do this. And I'm like, oh, this is making the game way easier. I wasn't using any of the like main power ups or anything. It was just like, I was just trying to strong arm my way through everything. So,
yeah, you know, that's funny you say that. That reminds me about something about Pokemon. Did you know when I was a kid, Pokemon taught me how to read?
Really?
Yeah. So, I learned how to read at a very late age compared to my peers in school. And they were concerned about it, but it was a motivation issue. I didn't care about, you know, doing it.
I see.
So what happened was I got into Pokemon and I couldn't figure out certain things in the game because I didn't know how to read.
Interesting.
I had to teach myself how to read so I could play the game, and I did. Obviously, I knew basic stuff because I went to school.
Sure.
I was getting an education, obviously, but I was not very motivated as a kid. I just wanted to do things that only I cared about.
Makes sense.
So, yeah, so what ended up happening was I forced myself to learn how to read so I could go home and do whatever I needed to do in Pokemon. And then, like, a year later, I started playing Yu-Gi-Oh!
Okay.
Like, the card game, and I knew how to read. And then I started learning bigger words and stuff like that because I had to understand what the card was saying. Right. Things like that.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, like, that's what I mean. Like, gaming has somehow, my obsession motivated me to do certain things that I had to do that I was putting barriers up and could not get done. So Pokemon actually taught me how to read because I couldn't play the game.
That is great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love hearing that. Well, Dan, it has been great chatting. Let people know where they can connect with you.
Yeah. Okay. So you can follow me on Twitter on at the Nintendo feed. The Nintendo feed, no spaces, no underscores, caps or not, don't matter, just the Nintendo feed. And I love making new friends. I love, you know, reading people's tweets. I still at least do that even on days that I am busy. Sometimes it just gets a little hard to do my traditional hourly updates, but like I said, I'm planning on relaunching very soon. I'm getting everything I need to out of the way. And I would say that's probably where you can catch me for now. Catch me there. So that way you can figure out what I'm up to next.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to hang out with me. And
oh, yeah. Thank you. I had fun.
Yeah, it was awesome, man. And I think after Pikmin 4 launches, we'll have to get you back and hear your thoughts.
Oh, big time. Yes, I'm definitely playing that one right away. And hopefully by then I re-100%ed 1 and 2 for like the 9th time.
I love it.
I hope so.
All right, guys. Of course, you can follow me everywhere at N64Josh, and we will see you in the next one. Bye now.